Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Lizzie, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Results and No Hype podcast, now Dream Hustle Win. And tonight, my people, tonight, we have the one, the only, Mike Multi in the building. Mike, is you with me, Henny?
I'm here with you. How y'all feeling?
Hey, Big Mike. Now, why don't you go ahead and introduce the people and tell them exactly who you are and where you're from.
Well, I'm Mike Multi out of Newark, New Jersey. Do music, do a little poetry, some cooking, a little bit of everything. That's where the name come from, Mike Multi.
I know that's right. Now, I got a chance to go ahead and run my ear across a little bit of your music, and I came across your track that you're pushing out here called Keep It Pushing, and right from the jump, like, the beat makes just drops, you know what I'm saying, and it hits you with some funky stuff that makes you just want to bob your head, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and talk to the people about this joint, Keep It Pushing.
Well, that's about, you know, you deal with different situations in day-to-day life, and you know, sometimes, well, basically, like now, what you see is a lot of negative. So when you want to be a positive or do certain positive things in your life, no matter what negativity you face, you got to keep it pushing if you want to make different changes in your life. I went through a lot of different ups and downs, and, you know, in order to survive, you got to keep it pushing.
I know that's right. Now, I ran my ear across a couple of different tracks that were sent to me, you know, in the email, and I was digging them for sure, you know what I mean? And it just seems like you have a lot of different lyrical content that comes with a lot of different beats that you choose to be on and feature on. So why don't you go ahead and talk to the people real quick about, and the listeners, and, you know what I'm saying, some of the artists, about the importance of go ahead and flexing that lyrical muscle, you know what I'm saying, and what that means to you.
Well, for me, it's, you know, growing up and listening to different hip-hop artists, I like people with some substance, with something that after listening to the song, you can go off and, you know, either create your own thing or it betters your life in some sort of way. There's a lot of fluff out there, and the fluff is, you know, that crap that's going to rotten your brain out. I said this story before, if you had two cups in front of you, they both look like water, but one is poison. You know, you got the choice to drink one or the other. One going to kill you, one going to refresh you. I'd rather give them the life water that's going to refresh them that, rather than some poison that's going to kill them, make them go out there and do something stupid to mess up their lives. So I want to give something that's, you know, good, lyrical, crafty with the words, like wordsmith, and give them something good to listen to.
Well, you definitely did that. Most definitely, it's with the Keep It Pushing. Now, I also went and I listened to another one of the tracks. Now, this one I was digging, you know what I'm saying, on a personal level, you know what I mean? It was called When Did It End? And I'm feeling this joint. Like, the beat selection for this one was excellent, like, from the guitar when it first come on to the hip-hop feel that was added to, you know, to the content. Like, why don't you go ahead and tell us about that one? Because, you know what I'm saying, for my ladies, you know what I'm saying, who like the slow, you know, hip-hop joints that still, you know what I'm saying, can make you bob your head and think a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you go ahead and talk to them about that one?
Well, that one is a personal one for me. With everybody, we all go through our relationships. I've had a relationship with a woman, and, you know, when you get into it, everything is all good. And then after a while, you start seeing little flaws. Sometimes it's insecurity. For me, it was like sometimes dealing with a woman who wasn't too secure with herself. So if she's not too secure with herself, and you are, sometimes she'll try to knock that security out of you. And with that song, it was like, you know, the hook is, when did it end? When did we stop being good friends? When did it start being I'm sick of him? When it just was I'm sick without him? You know, the whole switch up in a relationship where the love changes, the emotions changes, how you view that person changes. And my question was, when did the good stuff end? And how could we work it to get it back together again? You know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you got to walk away. But that was just the song that, you know, I put out there to ask that question. When did we stop being good friends? When did all of this stuff happen and you started looking at me differently?
And see, that's the reason why I like that track, because I know a lot of people can attest to that. You know what I mean? And I feel like if people, you know what I mean? Nowadays, communication, like real communication and real conversation in situations where it's like that, where it matters, is a very, is very minimal. You know what I mean? And it's very important to be able to, you know, stop and take, you know, yourself outside of the situation in order to be able to have those type of conversations, to be able to save that moment where you have to ask, where did it end? Because if things is already going sour, you should be able to say that to your partner, the person you with, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people ain't thinking about that nowadays. And even if they are in a situation, it's kind of hard for them to do that. So, you know, see, I was really feeling that track. I need y'all to go check that joint out. Y'all need to go check it out. It's called When Did It End? You'll also need to go check out the Keep It Pushing, Honey. Now, that joint, y'all need to, from the joint, from the motherfucking start, when you turn that joint on, it just be jumping, Honey. So why don't you go ahead and tell people exactly where you can find it out.
You can find it at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Store, Rhapsody, Deezer. It's just type in Mike Motai, Keep It Pushing. It'll pop up wherever it's at. You can find it.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I know you can Google, you Henny, but we want to go ahead and spell out all your social media handles real slow so they know where to go.
You can find me on Twitter at Mike Motai, LinkedIn Mike Motai, YouTube, Spotify. I'm trying to think of all the rest of them. It's a few of them. Reverb Nation Mike Motai, SoundCloud Mike Motai. Those are basically everything. Everything. And you
everything.
Can find the music. It's all scattered over where.
I'm loving that. I'm loving that. I'm loving the fact that your name is just the same everywhere, because I know nowadays cats got, you know, names for every social media outlet, and it don't be the same name, so it's hard to find you. So take a jewel from my guy right here, Mike Motai, and go ahead and make sure everything is A1. It's easy for people to find you. That way, nobody has any problems, because if you got too many problems, honey, they're going to stop looking. So you make sure you're on top of your game like boy Mike Motai. Now, what are some
I
ways
love your
we,
energy.
You know, what are some ways we need to be looking out for, like, the next branding of Mike Motai? You know, I mean, a lot of people are doing, like, CDs, always. That's a given. But some people are doing, like, clothing. Some people are doing, you know, head. I know a cat that's doing wristbands. You know what I mean? Like, what are some ways that you're branding your name right now?
Well, now I'm getting back into doing my graphic T-shirts design, because I make a lot of different quotes myself, and I got a few of them that's out that I wear. I wore them for like a year myself just to make sure I got a good quality of thing to give people to buy for themselves.
Yeah.
So I got different shirts with quotes, like when you know who you are, you don't need validation. A lot of different things like that, and I call it being a message, wearing a message. You are the message that God gave to the world. Now, when you wear one of these graphic T-shirts with one of those prolific phrases or quotes on it, now you are a message in the world, giving another message. Because I've wore these shirts and people walk by and they looked and they read it and they're like, wow, I ain't never think of it like that. So you spark a light on in their brain, and it's like you turn them into, you know, you turn their light on for them to go out there and do something different. I love to cook, so I'm working on the cookbook to get that, you know, just something different, a book of poetry that I got, you know, different poems that I've wrote. I'm trying to do that as well. Just different things to, I ain't going to say wake people up, because that sounds kind of crazy, but just enlighten them a little bit better, to give them a different perception, a different way to look at things.
I know that's right, and that was the perfect way to answer that, because that, my people right there, that's branding. My cat coming out with a cookbook, You know what I'm saying? He already got T-shirts that he done test and test driven over and over again to make sure he bringing you the best quality. He got a game plan on what's going on. So make sure y'all follow him. Mike Multi, doing multi-talented things out here in Hanny. Y'all need to make sure y'all go check him out on media handles. Y'all need to Google my boy, M-I-K-E-M-U-L-T-I. Go ahead and reach out to him, honey. Now, we got a bunch of different listeners that come for a bunch of different reasons, and I like to say this once in every podcast that I go ahead and have on, because, you know, everybody gets different results, you know what I mean? But we want to go ahead and make sure everybody is getting a fair chance. So we have people that listen who, you know, are wanting to be sponsors. We have people that are wanting to go ahead and, you know, network, people that want to do collaborations. You know, the people that just want to, you know, hear some good indie music, some good underground music. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and talk to the people about one more time about who you are and exactly what you need from them to get some good stuff to them.
Well, for me, I'm a music artist, independent hip-hop artist. I make positive music. I call myself a positive free thinker. Free thinking from the way the world is. The world, you know, they promoting this negative and negative energy. And with that negative energy, you sending the world in a negative spiral. So if the people want something better, we all got to think in a positive way. The music is one way, because you can put a person in a trance with the right song. It starts off with the beat, but with the words, you can put them in a trance. I'd rather put them in a positive trance. How could I say this? I want to say this right. I'm not trying to be rich or famous. That's not the main goal. It's almost like a Martin Luther King, a Malcolm X, a Mandela type thing to go around and not what they can give me, what I can give them to help them be better at what they want to do in life. I've been blessed. I mean, I'm not like a rich man, but I've been blessed to be still here, still alive, still enjoying life, to doing what I want to do. And right now, it's like my thing is to change the world in a positive way with whatever I got to give them. If it's the music, if it's the shirts, if it's just talking to me and you know, going back and forth with a different conversation on. And enlightening each other. That's all the things I'm here for. We don't have a lot of time here on this earth, so I want to impact it in a positive way I possibly can. And when I leave, my legacy is here that people are still doing it.
I know that's right. I appreciate you, King. It definitely makes me feel good to know that I have cats like you that come on here, and you spit some positivity. You also spit some jewels, you know what I'm saying, something to leave on their mind, you know what I mean? And then when they rock over to your music, they can get the same thing. So it's very transparent, and I respect you hands down for that, because we need more of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure I follow you. Y'all make sure y'all follow him. I'm going to go like, subscribe, comment, share, all that. So y'all make sure y'all do the same. That's M-I-K-E-M-U-L-T-I. Doing big things out here, honey. So y'all make sure y'all go check him out. Now, I want to go ahead and give you a chance to go ahead and do your shout out, because I know for sure there is no just I in the whole game. You know what I'm saying? You might be out here pushing it strong, and your team might be, you know what I'm saying, minimal of like, you know, 2-3, but it's still a team, you feel me? So go ahead and shout out your supporters and your team, because we don't want to forget them at all.
Well, I got to shout out my city for first off, Newark, New Jersey, Brick City. You know what I mean? It is that place, number one, that all the experiences and things that I had that made me who I am now came from there. You know, my people in Springfield, Massachusetts, shout out to them. Shout out to y'all for opening up your platform for me, you know, to even get this message out to people. My family, the friends, I mean, it's a lot of them. I'll be here for a long time if I shout out each and every one of them. But I hope that me saying it that way gets to each and every one of them, and they know that they are appreciated fully, 100% by me, no doubt.
Yes, yes. I know they will. I know they're going to feel that way. You know what I mean? Now, you're doing really big things out here. I just wanted to ask you real quick, how has your 2018 been so far?
Yo, it's been like the steps. It's going up. You know what I mean? It started off kind of crazy, you know, but I'm starting to see now the good things happening, the blessings coming. Let's put it that way. The blessings are coming right now. A lot of good stuff is just happening on, like, my personal private thing that is making me feel good and is making me happy about where I'm going and where I'm headed. And that's a blessing right there. I can't complain at all.
That I love to hear. Now, y'all go check my boy out. You know what I'm saying? I know we just said it once. We just said it twice. We're going to say it again. So it's real nice. His name is Mike Multi. You feel me? Y'all need to get on over and skip his music. Listen to it. You feel me? Like, he's not going to leave you disappointed in any type of way. So for all you new listeners, get to him. All you fans, get to him. All you supporters, get to him. And what I'm going to say one more time, get to him. Mike Multi, look, I'm messing up. Mike Multi all day, baby. You need to go ahead and check him out. Now, one more time, I want you to spell it out for him real slow so they don't know where to go. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it confused because we want them to find you.
It's Mike Multi, MikeMulti, or you can put at Mike Multi, put it all together, the at symbol, MikeMulti. You'll find me that way as well.
I know that's right. Now, I hope to have you back next month. You know what I'm saying? Because I love when I'm able to get kings and people with some substance on here talking to me, talking to these people, leaving something on their minds and their hearts. We need more of that. You know what I'm saying? Hope to have you back. I hope you will bless me one more time and get some more time with your girl.
Sure.
You feel me? I want to let you go ahead and give you a shout-out and salute to the people, you know what I'm saying, and send us off.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for giving me your time and your ear. I thank you. I appreciate you. Shout-out. Salute to you all. Blessings to you all. And just be ready. It's some new things that's going to be coming. I'm putting some work in, and I'll make sure to make you
definitely
happy with this work.
Hey, we're going to make sure we're pushing out the good stuff, you feel me? Because there's nothing less. This has been your girl, Lajay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Results and No Hype podcast. Now the dream hustle win, honey, because that's what we're doing out here. Y'all make sure y'all check my boy out. Y'all know where to find him at. Go ahead and share this link. That way, if you forget, you can run it back one more again. You feel me? And we out, honey. Thank you for listening.